Blog Talk Radio.
Have you ever loved somebody? The way God loves somebody. He loves you.
Under the sun, yours truly, Pastor C, in the studio in Landover Hills, Maryland, along with my big sister, Sheila G. How you doing, Sheila G?
I am blessed. Thank you very much.
And my good friend and mentor, Dr. G. How you doing, sir?
We're doing well.
Praise God. It's good to be back in Bible study one more time on a Thursday night. So we're going to get right into it. We're going to open up with a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, it's in Jesus' name that we humbly bow, God, and thank you for this, another privilege, another opportunity to come together and study your word. And God, we pray that you will bless us, that we will be able to study to show ourselves approved unto you, that we can be workmen that need not be ashamed, but rightly dividing your word of truth. Bless us, God, that we will be able to apply this word to our lives, share it with others, and as always, God, that this will be done to your glory. And we ask it all in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. We are, again, studying the book of Ephesians, and we're in the fifth chapter, and we are seeing what the Apostle Paul is talking to the church. I know on the last couple of Thursdays, he was talking to the church about being holy and not going back to the old ways of evil or unrighteousness. And so as we pick up in Ephesians, the fifth chapter, verse 18, Paul begins to start getting into how the Holy Spirit should guide us as far as reference to our relationships. And in verse 18 through 21, he prepares us for the relationship teaching about husband and wife. and a lot of times, Sheila G, Dr. G, too many times people get married, get into relationships without getting into relationship with God and understanding how the Holy Spirit works in allowing relationships to grow and build. And that's what I love about the Word of God. The Word of God, before we start getting into husbands and wives, first of all, you got to get into understanding who God is, how God works. And then once you have that balance in your life, then you can really start opening up to a relationship with someone.
Mm-hmm.
But until you get that right with God, a lot of times what you do is you use and abuse the person that you're trying to get into a relationship with,
right,
or they use and abuse you.
Right.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
And so a lot of times when we get to this point in the book of Ephesians with with the Apostle Paul during premarital counseling, marital counseling. People are in such a hurry to get involved in marriage because, or in relationship, because of the lust of the flesh instead of the guidance of the Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're gonna put our brake on this thing a little bit. And before we get down to where it starts talking about wives and husbands, we're just going to look and see what the preparation is before you get to that point where you can have the proper relationship with the husband and the wife. So let's mm-hmm. go to Ephesians 5, verse 18. And it says, "And be not drunk with wine, wherein is excess, but be filled with the Spirit." So he doesn't say here, just don't drink anything.
Amen.
But he says, don't get drunk.
Right.
Because what that does is it puts you in a position where you're not in control.
Right.
And when you're not in control, what happens is that opens you up to the enemy to be able to persuade you or to deceive you into acting in a manner that's not pleasing to God.
That's right.
And so if you're a person that anytime you take a drink, you act in a manner that's not pleasing to God, you don't need to drink.
Amen.
Can we just keep it real simple?
That's right. You can't hold your liquor.
Some people just don't need to drink.
Can't do it.
Just don't need to.
Amen.
I mean, it's just that simple.
Yeah.
You know, it's not complicated.
No.
If you take a drink of alcohol, And you act ungodly,
mm-hmm.
then you just need to leave it alone.
Leave it alone.
Amen. That's right.
Don't
Amen.
Pick it up. It's not for you. That's not for you.
That way you don't have to feel bad the next day.
Yeah, you don't have to feel bad the next day. You know, apologize
right.
and all that stuff. And so basically, before you get a relationship with someone, you need to know yourself. You need to know that you need to behave in a godly way because you don't want to hurt yourself. You don't want to hurt anybody else. And so the less baggage that we bring into a relationship,
amen,
the better off we'll be.
Right.
I'm going to say that one more time.
Mm-hmm.
The less baggage that we bring into a relationship,
mm-hmm.
the better off we'll be.
Mm-hmm.
Can I say it one more time?
Come on.
The less baggage that we bring into a relationship, the better off we'll be. So Sheila, G., In this context where he's saying, be not drunk with wine, wherein is excess, but be filled with the Spirit. So in other words, whatever we do, you know, in our physical body shouldn't override
right.
the control of the Spirit.
That's right. Right. Our behavior should not trump what the Holy Spirit tells us to do, even if we want it. If the flesh says, you know what, I really want to get drunk because
right.
I had a horrible day today and I want to escape
right.
and I'm just ready to roll up out of here.
Right.
But the Spirit should be, yeah, but if you do, then this will happen. And you should allow the Spirit to control you. Maybe just take one glass of wine so
right.
you can go to sleep and forget about the day
right.
versus the whole bottle.
Amen.
But yes, we have to not do anything that's going to impact the spirit man
right.
or override the spirit man in any way.
Right. And Dr. G, it cracks me up because they call alcohol in the ABC store, the liquor store, they call them spirit.
Yeah, they do call them spirit.
And so the Bible says try the spirit by
the
spirit to see if it's of God.
Right.
You're
yeah.
right.
Yeah.
And it's funny because
mind and spirit.
Yeah, but I mean, people hanging them in the ABC stores, though,
mm-hmm.
getting them spirits.
Mm-hmm.
As you see, well, we see them every Friday. We're going to the store.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And but you know, it's interesting because for the longest time growing up, you would always hear Christians talk about not taking a drink.
Right, right. Mm-hmm.
And that does not go with
job
what
the
Bible
right.
says. It just talks about not being drunk,
mm-hmm.
but it's okay, as
mm-hmm.
you said, as long as we know our limitations.
Mm-hmm.
And as you said, it not just wine, but in anything that we are doing.
Exactly.
Do it next time.
And so anybody getting ready to get into a relationship or anybody in a relationship that wants to make it stronger, you have to understand that the spirit that God has placed on the inside should be the governing force.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
In other words, the spirit should be able to override the desire of the flesh to act up.
Right.
Can I say that one more time?
Okay.
We should always be in a position, keep ourselves in a position that the spirit will over when the flesh wants it. And I know every day in our lives, because we live in the flesh,
okay.
The flesh wants to act up.
Right. Oh, yeah. Right.
It wants to get sideways.
And then your conscience has to come and say, no, don't do that. And that's really what that spirit is. It's like that conscience is saying, I know you want to. I know how you feel.
Yeah.
But.
Chill out.
Take the high road.
Exactly.
Take the high road.
And so then the Bible tells us, Paul says, now I want you to know this is how you had to do it. Sometimes you got to talk to yourself.
Right. Yes, you do.
Right. Sometimes you have to. Have you ever gotten to a situation where the flesh want to knock somebody out?
Oh, yes.
Come on.
Yes.
Come on.
Amen.
Yes.
Come on.
Yes.
And so.
And you would have been right for doing it.
Yeah. Oh, you would have been right.
Mm-hmm.
For the moment,
right.
But then it would have been like, okay, now that moment is over, we're really right. Okay, now I got to come back. And right. Then you have to kind of rectify it because, again, if you go just based off that moment and don't look at everything around you and everything that impacts, for that 1 second, you may have had a right to do that.
Mm-hmm.
But what the impact is from what you've done up to that point to show that you're a Christian and how you have to kind of rectify it and say, sorry, I came, my flesh took over. But are you really, you're supposed to be an ambassador for Christ, but you're not showing that.
And Dr. G, what happens, what I find in church is that people respond and they don't realize it affects the whole church.
Amen.
Right.
You showed your behind one Sunday with one person.
Yep.
Now it affects Ray Ray and them, Bay Bay and them, Kweka, the deacon, the outreach. Now everybody's mad.
Everybody's mad.
Because you showed your behind that one time to that person. So now these people are upset.
Right.
They don't want to come. They don't want to pray. They don't want to worship. All because you responded in that one instant.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's just like anything else, because even in church, people are supposed to be filled with the Spirit.
That's right.
But they're doing everything but what they ought to be doing. And so when it's amazing how when something, a good old fight breaks out.
Oh, yeah.
We forget all about the spiritual man.
Yeah.
You got two sisters going at it.
And then you got everybody taking sides.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
They're going to take sides.
And it's like, and the Lord is like, is anybody going to recognize
that? Not today.
It should all be about me.
Not today. Because, I remember early years at Newburgh, we had just had an evening, so beautiful time.
Yeah.
Beautiful. A
couple of the officers got in it.
Oh, my goodness.
And the folks were still there.
And they were acting up.
And I had to put them in the study and deal with them.
The visiting church.
And they wanted to go to...
And the preacher's like, are y'all listening to the word at all?
No. Paul is talking to your church, so he said, we can't be drunk with wine, which is an excess. It can cause you to act in a way that's not pleasing to God. So he says what you need to do is be filled with the Spirit.
Mm.
Filled with the Spirit. And that means that you're using the spiritual side in order to deal with what's going on in your life.
Mm-hmm.
And so he says, in order to do that, you got to talk to yourself.
All right. Mm-hmm.
And you got to talk to yourself in a certain way. You can't talk to yourself like, I'm going to get him. I'm going to get her. I'm going to get back.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. They got away with it this time, but wait till I see him next time. You can't talk to yourself like that.
Right.
Because that's what gets us in trouble when we start talking about how we going to fix it. I'm going to show him. I'm going to fix that little red wagon. I'm going to do this.
Mm-hmm.
But it says in verse 19, speaking to yourselves and what?
Psalms
and hymns and what?
Spiritual songs.
Singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord. So you got to get into the Word, start singing, start getting melodies in your heart, start singing to the Lord. You got to start singing, hold to his hand.
My famous one is Jesus, keep me near the
Jesus
cross.
Jesus, keep me near the cross. There's not a friend like the lowly Jesus. I mean, you really got to start singing those favorite songs.
Encourage yourself.
Uh-huh.
You really got to start, because what will happen is if you stop singing to the Lord, you start singing that stuff, that worldly stuff about getting back and payback. and start going in the opposite direction of godly stuff, then you find yourself in a bad way.
Right.
But when you start speaking to yourself in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart, now what's happening is the Spirit begins to start ministering, mm-hmm. and you begin to start ministering to get you back into the frame of mind that you need to be.
Amen. Right. And when you do that, it changes your mindset.
Uh-huh.
So, like, sometimes when I get really frustrated in my office, I would just put on a particular gospel CD just to listen to. Yeah. So I'm like, okay, I need to fill this room with
you. Yeah.
Before I go off on somebody.
Exactly.
But what happens is that fills you up, like you said, filled with that, and you start listening to that, and you listen to those encouraging words, so the other part of you tends to relax and move to the wayside, and you have peace about yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of times when I do that, and when I'm at work, people mm-hmm. get upset because mm-hmm. they're like, the sky is falling. Mm-hmm. Why isn't she acting like the sky is falling?
Right.
She's not taking it seriously.
Right.
And my thing is, you don't know. I'm dealing with the problem solver.
Right.
I'm not trying to solve it myself.
Hello.
And so since I know that he's the problem solver, and yes, I'm frustrated, but I'm listening to this song,
yeah.
singing this song,
yeah.
and so I truly believe it's going to be all right.
And it will.
Mm.
It will be.
But you know what's interesting, too? Here now, Paul wrote that way back yonder.
Way back yonder.
And he put spiritual songs, and he was talking to the church.
Mm-hmm.
So what does that tell us? Even church folk need it.
That's yeah. right. We need to be
encouraged.
And our focus has to be returned back to the Lord.
Right. Amen. Amen. And what that does is it gets you back, returning to the Lord, back in the right frame of mind. And when you get back in the right frame of mind, what that does is, and then that reminds you that even in the midst of the skies falling, God is still good.
Amen.
Right.
If we could get to the point like that in our relationships,
mm-hmm.
somebody gets on your nerves.
Mm-hmm.
Especially your husband and wife. Your wife get on your nerve. Your husband get on your nerve. And if you could sing a hymn, get you right back in the frame of mind, then you can begin to start thanking God, because God is good, even though you might have had a misunderstanding, or
mm-hmm.
you might not have been feeling it, or they may not have been feeling it. God has still been good to you, to both of you.
Amen.
Right.
In spite of you.
Right.
God has still been good.
Right.
And so what that puts you into a mode of being thankful that, yeah, she got on my nerve, but I thank God that she still loves me,
mm-hmm.
and she still, or he still loves me, or we have come this far, and that there's a lot of good
mm-hmm.
in our relationship. And so you begin to thank God. And so that's what he does in verse 20. He says, giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. And so basically what Paul has done is he said, before you get into a relationship with somebody else, first of all, you need to understand how the Spirit needs to work in your life, that you need to be filled with the Spirit and not drunk with wine or excess or things that will, substances that will cause you to allow those substances to deal with the situation instead of God dealing with the situation.
Mm-hmm.
And so substance or God needs to deal with the situation. If I come into a relationship and every time you get on my nerves, I start turning to substances
mm-hmm.
instead of turning to the Holy Spirit,
right,
then that relationship is destined to have problems. And then once I understand that's how the Holy Spirit works, then I need to know the plan of how to get back to that frame of mind, because I know I'm in the flesh,
mm-hmm.
but I know I need to get back to the point where the Spirit is in control, so I need to sing to myself. I need to speak to myself. I need to make melodies unto the Lord in my heart, get my heart right.
Right.
Because if my heart's right and the Spirit's taking over, then I know how to deal with you.
Right.
And you know how to deal with me.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And then once I understand that, then I need to be continually thankful that God, like you said, is in control,
mm-hmm.
and give him thanks in the name of what Jesus is. So in other words, when I really begin to give him thanks, then I need to understand that there's no reason for me to keep this attitude that I have with my
right.
husband or my wife
Amen.
Because of what Jesus did.
All right.
Can I imagine
Come
what Jesus now. Would have done with me if he had an attitude with me?
Because
right. well. I act up every day.
Amen.
And that's so true. That's why, you know, when I talk to people that are in relationships or through marriage counseling,
mm-hmm.
a lot of times we so quickly want to react to what people said.
Right.
when a lot of times when you don't react to what people say and you quietly just pray on that person, watch them change.
Amen.
And then eventually what happens is you may hear this all in your ear, but then you don't hear it.
You hear it, but
you
don't
hear it. But you don't hear it.
Because you're speaking to
and
yourself.
That's right, because you're talking to yourself, and people can't argue with themselves for so long, number one. And number two, it's like, okay, you're going to act a fool. You're going to show out. You're going to show this.
Right.
I'm not going to say anything. You're going to be the one that's going to look stupid. So when I need something,
right,
because I behaved myself and I didn't act bad,
yeah,
it's like, you know what? I need to get this, this, and this. And because you feel the guilt.
Yeah.
Okay, I guess I better give in to that because I don't have a reason.
Right.
I was the one that was acting ugly, so okay,
right.
Fine.
So Dr. G, basically, Paul is giving us the formula, but at what point are we going to mature to be able to take this off of just hearing it and reading it and actually apply it?
Not until we've really grown up in Christ a bit. Because too often, you know, we start on this journey. It feels good, especially at the moment that we accept him. But then that's when the real work starts because the devil is throwing stuff at us.
Mm.
And the more we grow, the more we in the word, the more we pray, the more we stay focused, you're going to find that the attacks are going to get even harder.
Mm-hmm.
But then that's when you know you're drawing closer to the Lord.
Right.
So not until we really get to a point where you and the Lord are just like walking buddies.
Yeah, yeah. And Sheila D, this is the whole purpose of telling people, you know, love is a wonderful thing, and sometimes love will make you act silly.
Amen.
That's true.
But you got to have that strong relation with God before you can love me.
Amen.
Right. Right.
Or you can love her or love him.
Right.
Because what happens is you'll mess it up.
Right.
And you'll get into a pattern of messing up. I see so many young people get in a pattern of mess up because they're not rooted and grounded and mature in the Lord to be able to handle those moments of flesh acting up.
Frustration. And that's why we need to be working on ourselves first. I can't be anything for you, my husband, my boyfriend, my girlfriend, until I have me straight. And the only way I can't get me straight, the only way I can have me straight is for me to have that tight relationship with the Lord so that when you don't behave the way I want you to or the way I expect you to, I don't jump in such a way that, okay, now we could have had a good couple of days, but, you know, now it's going to be mess because reacted to something as you did, but if you're that close to the Lord, I don't want to say it'll just roll off your back, but it puts it in perspective, because you know what, I need you, I love you, but I truly get my existence, the reason for my existence, through my relationship with God.
Yeah.
So I'm not so dependent on you that you have to be on the straight and narrow every time I'm with you.
Say that again. Speak that. That's really powerful. That you're saying that you don't, I don't have to get my say that again.
I was saying that I don't need you to be the perfect person for me all the time because my confidence and my being, my existence is not totally dependent on you. I have a relationship with the Lord, so when you're not doing things the way that I want you to do,
I'm not falling
apart. In a certain way, I'm not falling.
It's not the end of the world
because you don't define me.
Yes.
I need you.
What about the people that can't handle that? It's like, well, you're supposed to depend all the way on me.
Well, then they need to get their relationship with the Lord, too. Because you know what I'm saying? We depend on each other to a certain extent, but you don't define me.
Exactly.
My relationship with God is what defines me.
But you hurt my feelings.
Well,
you need to get your relationship with it, and it's gonna happen. You know, to my response to that is, it happens.
Yeah,
there's gonna be times that I'm gonna hurt your feelings, and there's gonna be times that you're gonna hurt my feelings.
And that's real.
But I'm not gonna fall apart
because you do.
Because I have a relationship with the Lord first.
Amen.
So that when you are acting ugly, it's okay.
Yeah.
My world's not falling apart.
Mm-hmm.
When you're acting early, okay, let me go over to my corner.
Mm-hmm.
And then that's right. You can talk to yourself, encourage yourself,
bring
to yourself.
Yeah.
If I let the flesh come up now, I'm going to hurt you.
Exactly.
But because of that, it's not that I won't be crushed
mm-hmm.
because I have that relationship with the Lord.
Amen. So, Dr. G, again, it goes back to this maturity thing.
Yep.
It's like when folks turn, I call it when they hit puberty,
mm-hmm.
and stuff start poking out on them, and stuff start working. Amen.
Amen.
You know, it's like a little dirt over their lip and a little
mm-hmm.
bass in your voice.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm a man. Mm-hmm. Or,
then you start noticing the other people.
Yeah. It's like, just because stuff start working don't mean you got to use it.
Amen. Amen.
Well, some people think if they don't use it, they might lose it. I didn't say it was right.
All in my way.
Just saying.
I'm gonna let you finish on that.
Well, I said that's what they think.
That's what they think, right?
I said that's what it is. Right. I didn't say it's a fact.
But just because stuff start working don't mean that you gotta use it, and if you don't use it, you're not gonna lose it.
Right.
But you need to be mature enough
to know how to use it.
To know how to use it.
Right.
And when.
And when, yeah.
Because,
both how and when.
Because
I mean,
that's
go
that's,
beyond the mechanics.
Right, because that's an emotional that's a life transforming process that you go through.
Right.
And so if you're not mature, rooted, and grounded in the Word,
right.
what happens is that part of the relationship becomes misplaced also.
Correct. Because that should not be number one in that relationship.
Exactly. So Dr. G, Paul is really breaking it down here. He's saying you really need to make sure that you are in control.
Amen.
And that the Holy Spirit is governing you.
Mm-hmm.
Before you can get down to verse 21.
Amen.
Right.
And I've seen a whole bunch of folks' faces twist up.
Yep.
Like they in the biggest cow pasture ever. I see the, you ain't my father.
Hello.
You ain't my mother.
Come on.
Nobody's the boss of me.
Nobody's the boss of me.
Amen.
When you get down to verse 21. This is the game changer right there.
Well,
right.
The game changer. All that talking to yourself and in love with the Lord is good.
Thanking the Lord.
Thanking the Lord. All that is good. Oh, I'm with that. Yeah, Pastor, I'm good. That's fine. Oh, yeah, we speak to ourselves and Him. Love, praise, and worship. God is in control.
Thank
the Lord. Jesus.
Okay. 21 says.
It'll hurt you.
Now you're getting to the meat of are you going to be obedient?
Or do it your way.
Or do it your way. Amen.
Amen.
And it comes out with the big S word.
Submitting yourself one to another in the fear of God.
Submitting. What is it about that word, Dr. G?
Because that means you have to, in most folks' mind, that means you have to change your ways of doing things. And give in to the other person.
But you're not the boss of me.
Yep.
We all want to be in charge.
Mm-hmm.
And we don't always have to be in charge to be effective.
Say that one more time.
I said we don't have to always be in charge to be effective.
But I want to be in charge.
Mm-hmm.
But you don't have to be in charge.
But I'm
because
working.
Sometimes not being in charge, being a follower, is actually more effective than being a leader. A good leader is someone that knows when and how to follow.
Amen.
But I won't be in charge.
Okay. Then you're not a good leader.
I'm the man of the house.
Okay.
You're supposed to do what I say.
I've heard that a whole lot on our divorce court.
And they always get in trouble. I'm not do what you say just because you said it.
So this whole, I think Paul set us
that's
up.
That's why
here.
It goes like you have to be the two that on one accord.
He set us up. He gave us all that good butter right there.
Mm-hmm.
18, 19, 20, everything but butter running down your arm. Good, sop it up.
Mm-hmm.
Is it now you got to get to the point where you have to submit? Like you said, Dr. G,
one to another.
You have to allow yourself to take love.
That's right.
Surrender. And in order for the relationship to work, we have to submit ourselves to each other.
One to another in the fear of God. In other words,
but to me, that's
not
out.
Submitting just because it's the only way I can hold on to you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can beat me half to death, but I'm submitting to you just so that we can stay together.
Oh, my goodness.
No, in the fear of God, meaning that based off the principles of the Lord, based off the Holy Spirit, says that we and God wants us to be together, we have to submit to one another. Now, if the Lord didn't want us to put us together,
mm-hmm.
it's not going to work.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. So back to this is a God thing. We got to know what God wants for us.
Mm-hmm.
Amen?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And when we know what God wants for us, then we can move forward. And we can identify the person that God wants for us. But too many times, I believe, Dr. G, I don't know what God wants for us, so we just take anything that comes off the wall.
Yeah. Well, see, part of, I mean, the big problem is because we don't know because we don't know God. We don't know what he wants because we don't know him. We've heard of him, maybe had a little brush with him, but really intimately, relationship-wise, no, we don't know God. We don't give ourselves time to get to know him.
Hey, man, what were we doing, watching football or something?
We're watching football. Hello, Thursday night. Or them stories. But we don't give ourselves time enough to get to know God. Then we want to rush it.
Right.
Then we want to rush it.
But what God has for you is for you.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. And so Paul is talking to a very important part of our Christian walk, our Christian family, is saying that the basic foundation of the church is Christian family. And the Christian family has to be started with the woman.
Mm-hmm.
And when the Christian family started with the man and the woman, if the man and the woman are acting up, then what that does is that causes the Christian family to have problems in the church.
Amen.
Right.
And so if the man and the woman, the husband and wife, aren't getting it together, then what happens is that spills over into the church. And then what that does is it continues to mess with people's testimony in their walk.
Mm-hmm.
And so Paul is saying the church family, the husband and wife, they really need to get it together. Because if they don't get it together, then that spills over into another section, which spills over into another section, which spills over into another section. And so we need to know what God wants for us, and we need to not settle for what anything less than what God wants for us. And like you said, Sheila, we have to make sure we don't get in a hurry.
Mm-hmm. Right.
We have to make sure that, okay, this is what God wants. We're not going
right.
to settle for this.
Mm-hmm.
I know God, I love God, and I know how to deal with this person. And so now the divorce rate in the church is not more than what's in the world.
Right. Right. And actually they were saying, I read something where the divorce rate for pastors is just as high as it is in the world.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. Because of these three little verses, 18,
mm-hmm.
19, not little verses, but three verses, 18, 19, and 20 in Ephesians,
mm-hmm.
getting to verse 21. Submitting is not easy. We can sit here and perpetrate a fraud if we want.
No.
But submitting is not easy.
You have to deny yourself. You have to deny how you feel.
Now, here, I'm going to drop this big one. Some folks don't need to be in relationships.
Hello.
This is true.
Hello.
Hello.
This is true.
Hello.
I'm going to drop that one again.
Hello.
That's true.
Some folks don't need to be in relationships.
That's true.
Some folks do better off by themselves.
Amen. That's who matters most.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
That is who matters most. So, okay. My way, the highway. Always right.
So are people ready for that? That's,
nope.
That's kind of difficult, though.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Are people ready for that?
I don't know.
Are people ready to say, well, I think I just need to be by myself and not in that type of relationship?
Right, versus trying to force it and making the relationship
right.
what you want it to be.
And end up miserable.
Everybody's miserable.
Does anybody in the radio land or in the studio or on the internet ever been in a miserable relationship?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
At the church, say amen.
Oh, yeah.
Amen. Amen. Mm.
Now, God, yeah. He wants the relationship to be like the relationship he has with the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. He wants it to be a relationship where everybody is working together.
Mm-hmm.
And that things are working. That's his original plan,
mm-hmm.
is that we would be one like him and the Father are one. But if you're in a relationship where you're miserable
all the time,
you need to go back to God and say, God, show me that thing again. Show me that picture again that I need mm-hmm. to be looking for. Because sometimes we're looking for the wrong thing in the wrong place.
Right. And then it's like, well, this person acts this way, but he's going to change. But if they're acting that way now, just because you walk down the aisle doesn't mean he's going to change.
But she's so fine. She's fine. She's the finest thing I ever seen.
But it's supposed to be for better, for worse. And so if you're basing on that principle, then it's definitely not going to work. But people always say, yeah, that's okay, I don't care for that, but once we get married, it'll change.
Yeah, I'm going to fix her.
I'm going to fix her, or I'm going to fix him. And that's not how it works.
Nope.
That's why it's important to get to know someone so that you know, okay, this person, things that person does that may bother someone else,
mm-hmm.
for some reason, it doesn't bother me.
Exactly.
And it doesn't bother me because the Lord has given me the ability to look past it because that's who he has chosen for me. But that doesn't mean everybody can deal with it.
Let me take a little bit further. Even any kind of relationship, we need to wait for the Lord to give us the person to be with.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Mm-hmm.
Because too often we're going out looking with our own mindset of what we want.
Criteria. This is my criteria.
Compared to what God may want for us.
Yes.
And then because we're not right,
wow,
other person may not be right. And in that whole relationship thing, each person needs to understand what their role is in the relationship.
Because
mm-hmm. you've got too many men acting like women,
oh,
women acting like men.
Oh, my goodness.
And don't even get me started in the church. Because, I mean, I've seen where the pastor is supposed to be the head,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
but the wife is mm-hmm. the one that's giving the order.
Lord have mercy.
There's something wrong with that.
At all.
That's right.
And as you said, when that kind of situation is there, the whole church is going to be out of
order. Yeah. It causes confusion.
Yeah. Wow.
It causes confusion. And then everybody's like, Lord, what happened?
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's out of order.
Mm-hmm.
And I told you how to keep it in order.
Right.
But you allowed it to become out of order.
Exactly. And this is why it's so important, Sheila G, Dr. G, to come together and sit down at the Word and let the Word tell us,
mm-hmm.
let the Holy Spirit minister to us, saying, when you get it right, it's right.
Amen.
When it's right, it's beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
But if you don't get it right, it's going to be confusing. You're going to be miserable.
Oh, yeah.
I've seen people in relationships, even to the day, just miserable.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Can't stand him, can't stand her,
mm-hmm.
just miserable. Because nobody wants to get to verse 21, submitting themselves one to another in the fear of God.
Right. Mm-mm.
Holding on today was like an old dog that won't turn a bone loose. But Jesus said,
well, that's because we think we have the power of the Lord
mm-hmm.
to beat down that person to doing what we want them to do.
Mm-hmm.
But if we submit to God, you have that power.
Exactly.
But you have to allow the Lord to work that power in you as well as that other person. As long as we're trying to do it and make it work like this, it's not going to work, and you're going to be miserable.
And if you just submit in the fear of the Lord and let the Holy Spirit take over, you have the greatest chance and the greatest opportunity to live an abundant life with that person that God has joined you with.
Well, first of all, you'll know, and it's okay, that every day is not a honeymoon day.
No.
So when things do act up and that person gets on your nerves, the other one, it's not the end of the world.
It's not the end of the world.
It's not the end of the world. It's like, okay, we're having a moment.
Right. Exactly.
And it's like, okay, Lord, how do you want us to get past this moment?
Mm-hmm.
But you can get past the moment, and that moment is literally just that moment.
Exactly.
So that 5 years from now, you're not still talking about
Ooh.
That moment.
You mean we're not bringing stuff up from 10, 15 years ago?
That's right.
Oh, my goodness.
You can deal with it and move on.
And move on.
But you know what? I was sitting here thinking, because every time Sheila G and I do marital counseling,
mm-hmm.
and we deal with women, the men,
mm-hmm.
and then the responsibilities for both.
Right.
And when you start talking about that word submit,
wow.
And these can be folk in the church.
Wow.
You got to break it down to this point, just like Paul was saying, for them to understand what submitting is really all about. If it's something about us as people that, you know, if we submit, you know, we're less than what we're
less than a man.
Yeah, I'm not a man if I submit to my wife. Look, I tell folks all, yeah, I submit to my wife. She makes more money than me.
I know that's right. Happy wife, happy wife.
And her money will spend just as good as if
Come
I was
on
making.
Now. Come on now.
I don't care.
That's it. Lean
but
and
for
green.
Them, those egos and, you know, we get them all that old, wow, you know, I'm the man is supposed to. No, he is not.
Lord have mercy. The two have become one.
That's
no.
Right.
You know?
That's right. Mm-hmm.
And so that's why you need to take time and pump your brakes
mm-hmm.
before you get into the she look good, he
Hello.
Look good,
mm-hmm.
let's get together mode.
Right, man.
We
right, because then you're blinded.
Then you're blinded.
By emotions.
By emotions. And it's not good because it might last for a little while.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're not rooted and grounded in the Word and the Holy Spirit working that thing,
Amen.
You're going to have trouble because there are going to come times where you need to understand that it's not always going to be the honeymoon.
Right,
but
right,
you got to
right.
remain, you got to still love the person even
Amen.
When you're not in love with
Amen.
Them.
Amen.
Can I say that one more time?
Say it.
Amen. You still got to love them even if you're not in love.
Amen.
Oh, my goodness.
Because mm-hmm. you can still be in Christ.
Mm-hmm.
Be married, but there are going to be days
yep.
you don't like each other. I love my wife.
There you go.
But there are days I don't like her.
That's it. And that's the part where I'm saying. You're not in love.
Amen.
Right. It's not hunky-dory. Right. But you still love that person.
Amen.
And that's the way God is with us. God loves us. He doesn't love the sin.
Mm-mm.
Right.
But he still loves us.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And so we have to learn how to be spirit-led to be able to get through those moments. And that's where you start talking about building a
mm-hmm.
relationship.
Amen.
Building, if you build anything, it requires work.
Right.
I'm going to say that one more time.
Right.
If you build anything, it requires work. But we want stuff, but we don't want
Red
work.
Made.
Hello.
Already
it's the same way, but it's the same way with our relationship with the Lord.
Oh, mm-hmm. my goodness.
We
have
built on that, but
right.
yet we want to
audible
bless them.
Preach.
And it's the same kind of thing.
Preach.
You want to get closer to the Lord. Look, right now I get what I want. All I got to do is go and pray.
Amen.
Because I've gotten that relationship with him.
Amen.
So that when I go and pray, I'm in his will.
There you go.
Right.
There
and
you
I'm
go.
Not just praying, Lord, give me a new car,
right.
give me a new
yeah,
house,
yeah,
give me
yeah,
this.
Yeah.
I'm praying for things that are going to be helpful to me,
right.
myself, and others.
Amen.
Not the selfish prayer.
And so it's the same thing with that relationship with other people.
Amen. And it takes work. It takes work to get to that place. You have to work on that relationship. If you want your marriage or your relationship to last,
mm-hmm.
You have to work on that.
Amen.
Thing. You can't just work on it the first year and say, okay, I got him. I got her.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna go back to doing my old way. No,
mm-hmm.
the same
work.
Stuff that you did
right.
mm-hmm.
when we first started. We used to smile and used to come and used to do this and used to do that. You can't stop that in year 20.
That's true.
That'd be adding on.
You started that in year one. I'm used to it now.
Hello. I've got to change up.
Amen. Amen.
You got to improve on it.
Well, it could be attributed to old age.
Well,
ain't got nothing to do with
it still needs to be
Amen.
Age appropriate.
Amen. Wisdom comes with age also.
But you just can't, after year two, you ain't doing that no more. Wait a minute. Hold on a second. Wait, you ain't that old.
Come on, man.
We might have to go through the phone line. We run out of time. The question is going to be, relationship-wise, how important is it to have the proper relationship with God before you get involved in relationship with someone else? So we're going to go to the phone lines. We're going to call the last four digits of the phone number and ask you that question. How important is it to have a relationship with God before you have a relationship with someone? Yeah. All right, we're going to go to 0692. 0692, you're on the air. 0692? Hello? All right, we're going to come back to them. Again, we're going to call the last four digits of your phone number and ask you to give us a comment on the question. All right, we're going to go to 8418. 8418, you're on the air. 8418. Like a lot of people are listening tonight. All right, we're going to try 4193. 4193. Again, we're calling the last four digits of your phone number. And if you're on the phone and you want to make a comment when we say you're on the air, please give us your comment. 4193. 4193, you're on the air. Good evening, 4193. I don't know if we got a connection, if we're up or not. We're going to try 1741. 1741. Good evening.
Hi, Pastor.
Evening,
how you doing? Hi, Pastor.
Doing well.
How
are
you?
Doing?
We got somebody.
Doing
well.
Bless
your heart.
That's good. Pastor, I hear the question. My response is, you need God because you definitely need to pray over every situation, every relationship that you're in. You need the Holy Spirit to guide you. In order for the Holy Spirit to guide you and to teach you and tell you what to do and show you how to react to certain situations, you definitely need God. And the only way you can do that is through prayer and having faith and trust in God and in his word. And as you grow closer to God, you begin to trust the promises that God has given you. And God has ordained marriage, and God wants us to be happy in our marriage and with our families in our homes. But it's so many people that feel very negative about this. And so a lot of times when people get married, they get married for the wrong reason, and a lot of them have written off their marriage even before it gets started because they come in with a divorce. And if it doesn't work, I can always get a divorce. I can leave. So you have that negative.
Going in with the wrong attitude.
Right.
You're going
like
in with the wrong attitude. But if you go in there, if you take those vows very seriously and go in there believing that God can do the impossible, even in a situation and the marriage is bad, if you just trust God and believe, God, you gave me this man, I prayed for it. You gave me this man. I believe you. I'm trusting you. And I know that you can work on me. So work on me first.
That's right. That's right.
Work on me first. Because it could be some things with me that, you know, that need to change. Instead of working with the other person first, work on me first.
Wow.
That's
all right.
Amen.
That's all right. Well, thank you for your comment tonight. All right. All right, we're going to go to 2122. 2122, you are on the air.
Well, happy Thursday, everyone. Happy Thursday. And I
happy
just
Thursday.
Want to say that if we love overcomes people's faults, Because Amen. We can all finger point and say, well, they haven't done this or they're not doing that. But love supersedes that because Christ's love superseded our faults. That's the reason why. Is that the reason why he died, rose, and ascended?
Amen.
So every day we offend Christ in some way, fashion, or form, but he doesn't discard us. And I think the problem with us in the body of Christ that we're so unforgiving.
My goodness. Reach that.
And hurt will cause us to even won't have us swallow our pride. And we'll still stay firm, even right or wrong.
Right.
So right now in relationships, if we have to be more submissive to one another, and that goes back to what you all were discussing earlier. Being submissive is a strength and not a weakness. But it has been portrayed that you are weak if you are submissive.
Right.
And just like Gregory said, there's a time he's submissive to his wife. And
Amen.
I'm sure you, Patty Son, are likewise. And I can say for myself,
Amen.
I am submissive sometimes to my wife, but that took a growing period for me. And that's all I have to share.
Well, praise the Lord. Thank you for your comment. Amen. All right, we got time for one more caller. We're going to go to 7971. You are on
the
air.
Good evening, Pastor.
Good evening.
The last three persons that spoke said it all. It's a combination of all these things that you know for a fact, if you're a Christian, it's going to take God to do what has to be done in any relationship. And it's a must that we know the Lord, love the Lord, be submitted to the Lord, and turn to him for all things. Not just one.
Amen.
But everything in your life, your children, your church, your pastor, your husband, whatever the need is, God must come first. And when you do that, everything else is going to fall in place. Because he didn't write it just to be writing it. He wrote it for us to be a God in our life here on earth.
That's right.
And these are the things that are required as a Christian to go to God, love each other, and when it comes to marriage, it's a whole bundle of love if you do it.
That's right. Amen.
Whole bundle. Well, thank you for your comment tonight. We're going to go to the studio audience. Thank you for your comment tonight. All right, we're going to ask the same question in the studio audience, see what their response is. It's evening. It's all to be good.
No.
Why is it important to have a relationship with God before you get into a relationship with someone else?
I think basically having a relationship with God sets the foundation for any relationship beyond that. I think one thing is that, you know, a lot of people say, and I know Pastor mentioned it about making sure that you're ready, and part of making sure that you're ready is having a relationship first with Christ.
Mm-hmm.
It's impossible for you to have a successful relationship with the opposite sex if you don't have a relationship with your Lord and Savior and understand that, you know, everything that you do is pretty much giving praise and honor to God. Everything you do, put God first in it in your relationship. So I know I would want for myself to make sure that if I'm ready for a young lady or ready to proceed with marriage or anything, I pray about it, pray to God, because I have a relationship with him first and then move forward in everything I do in that relationship or marriage. I put God first in it, but you can't put the cart before the horse. You have to make sure that you first have a relationship with God before you do anything else, because if you don't, it's not going to be successful at all.
Amen. Thank you for your statement.
I think that in all you do, if you want to prosper and you want God's blessing, you have to have a relationship. And I feel I think that if you trust, if you have a relationship with God, you're going to trust him. You're going to trust the people that he places in your life, relationship-wise, mm-hmm. friendship-wise, that he's going to place the right people in your life. That's what makes it easy to do it. Mm-hmm. Because if you know that you have a relationship with him and you know the person that you choose,
right,
and the person or that person that God chooses for you
mm-hmm.
is, also has a relationship with him, then you trust the decisions that this person makes for you,
right.
for the family,
right.
for the relationship, for themselves. So it's easy to submit to someone who you know has your best interest at heart and really genuinely loves you through God, you
yeah.
know, through that kind of relationship. You know, if you love someone without God being involved, it's not an unconditional love.
Nope.
When you love someone through God's eyes, it's unconditional, flaws and all, bad days, good days.
That's right.
All of that, like mom said, like Sheila said, you know, it becomes easy. You
yeah.
know, you see that person with all the love and you see that person the way God wants you to see them. And that's genuine love. And I think that's with the relationship that you have with God. If you have a relationship with God, God will give you that patience, that love, that security,
mm-hmm.
the ability to submit, and I think that with that the relationship will
come. Amen. Thank you for your comment. Anybody else on that? Anybody else? All right.
Well, you got another comment. I say you have to put God, like have a relationship with God first,
mm-hmm.
because then it would put you in another relationship, the right relationship. Not the wrong one. So
right.
if you don't have God first, then you're in a relationship you're not interested in, and it's just not going to work out.
Amen.
So, yeah.
Thank you for your statement.
Uh-huh.
Anybody else? All right. We're going to have to pick back up on this chapter, these verses, because I think, Sheila G and Dr. G, that I don't think we spend enough time And sometimes when you tell people about what God wants for them, and sometimes
mm-hmm.
you tell them, you know, look at your relationship and that person, probably not the person for you.
Right.
I think sometimes people get offended.
They get offended.
They do.
Mm-hmm.
Especially when they come, and as pastor, I have to tell them, well, I don't believe that I'm the one that should be marrying you.
Amen.
And you tell them they're not ready or
they're not
the right one. Mm-hmm. They get wind in their jaw,
behind
on their back. How you going to tell me?
Mm-hmm.
Then later, I wish I could
have. I wish now they're miserable.
Mm-hmm.
But we need to spend some more time with that. But we're going to end off right here. Just ask people, you're going to tune back in next Thursday. Read verses 22 through 33, Ephesians 5, 22 through 30. Pray about it, meditate about it.
Mm-hmm.
If you're in a relationship with someone, ask your person you're in a relationship to read that. All
right.
Amen. Mm-hmm. So we can come back and let the Holy Spirit lead and guide us. All right, that's going to do it for us tonight. Just ask everyone continue to pray for each other in any type of relationship that you're in, that God would, through His Spirit, guide us and that we would live a life that's pleasing in His sight. Amen.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. All right, may I ask Sheila Julie to close us out in a word of prayer.
Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, we just want to thank you for this opportunity for us to come together once again and to expound on your word, Lord. I pray, Father, that we would just not just read these words, but we will hide it in our hearts and we will apply it to everyday life, because truly there is nothing new under the sun. In your precious name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. That's going to do it for us tonight. We'll talk to you and see you again on next Thursday night. Good night.
So we working on that water main thing.